Attributed to the 10th century master Dong Yuan, this painting, more than 7 feet high, is the tallest surviving work from that period. Today, its delicate silk has been damaged in places and has darkened with age after more than 1,000 years of history. But you can still make out the massive mountain that dominates the composition, the deep sense of space, and the narrative detail. A winding path connects the foreground with a mist-covered river valley in the distance. As an approaching rain squall bends the trees and ripples the water, several travelers make their way along the narrow path toward the mountain villa. Take a close look. Nearer to the compound, a man in a straw rain cape and a boy on a water buffalo approach the courtyard's open gate. Nearby, the master and his family gaze out at the gathering storm from the riverbank pavilion, a metaphor for safe haven in a threatening world. When the painting was created in the 10th century, the Tang Dynasty had collapsed, and China was fragmented into small kingdoms. It was a time when people idealized withdrawal into the mountains as a form of escape from political chaos. Dong Yuan is credited with initiating a distinctive new style of landscape painting that reflects the soft, earthen hills of southeastern China. In this painting, you can see hallmarks of the new style, such as the absence of contour lines, the use of subtle ink washes, and soft rubbed texture strokes to describe the features of the landscape.